So big news. Our good friend Caitlyn Jenner is expecting another grandchild. We have Caitlyn on the phone to talk about it. Thank you for calling in, Caitlyn.
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry, Mark. I don't have good service here in my Malibu mansion, so I didn't catch the last part.
I just wanted to say congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I couldn't be happier. You know, this is such a wonderful time for me, and I will do everything I can to make my community proud. Just wait until you see it, Mark. It's going to be a wonderful television.
Okay, television. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my upcoming appearance on the popular television show Transparent. Mm. OMG, I'm going to be so fierce, Mark.
No, see, Caitlyn, I was congratulating you on being a grandparent again. Your son's wife is expecting a child.
Who's doing what now? My son? Oh, I guess that's what that email was about. I don't open any emails that don't say, "You're so fierce," in the subject line, so that thing went straight to the recycle bin.
Well, it is happening, Caitlyn, so congratulations.
You bet your butt it's happening, and it's going to literally change my life. Such a beautiful thing to witness.
Yes, a new life coming into this world is pretty beautiful.
Huh? Wow, you can't seem to get past that baby thing, Mark. I'm talking about the TV show Transparent and my upcoming appearance. What will I say? Who will I be wearing? Will my character kill somebody with their car? Find out on Transparent. Sound the alarm. We've got a code fierce up in here.
No, Caitlyn, I was talking about the grandchild, not the show.
I don't understand you, Mark. I've got a huge opportunity to be even more famous and be seen by even more eyeballs. And you want to talk about some lame, boring kid who, if I were a betting woman, would wager won't even be that fierce. Not like me if I were a baby. OMG, Mark, could you imagine how fierce I'd be if I were a baby? I'd be wearing a low-cut onesie like, "Where's my bottle, bitches?"
I'm sure you would, Caitlyn.
But in all seriousness, I really am proud. And I'm not talking about my appearance on Transparent. I'm talking about the sweetest thing I've ever seen. I had a chance to catch a sneak peek. And let me tell you, if my tear ducts hadn't been ravaged by plastic surgery, I would have been bawling my friggin' eyes out. That's how emotional I got when I gazed at something so beautiful.
Well, see, now, that is a super sweet thing to say about your grandkids' ultrasound.
Ultra what now? No, I'm talking about a rerun of my hit reality show, I Am Kate. Which I happened to catch when I glanced up from my phone while I was in the middle of deleting emails that didn't mention how fierce I am in the subject line. It was the episode where I was a 10 on the fierceness scale, 1 being the least amount of fierce and 10 being totes off the charts fierce.
All right, Caitlyn.
If I were a host on CNN, I'd be Fierce Morgan.
I got it.
If I were a movie where Robert De Niro played a psychotic ex-con seeking revenge against Nick Nolte, I'd be Cape Fierce.
Please stop.
Fierce, fierce. I am so fierce. Caitlyn Jenner is so very fierce. Come on. I'm tote super fierce. Come on. That's my favorite Tears for Fierce song, Mark.
Thank you for calling in, Caitlyn.
Peace out, bitches.